Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Apartment building next door to me. I'm pretty sure they are temporary housing for a company. People tend to live there for 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months.
If I'm looking at your house, the one to the left?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they stay for a brief amount of time and then move on or, you know, find a permanent residence, whatever the deal is. One of these apartments had the smoke detector battery failing. And it was doing that high-end beep. And it was in the middle of summertime when I kept my windows open.
Yeah.
Their windows were open on almost all the windows on the side of that house.
Yeah.
Or that building. I could hear this thing, and I'm just like, at first I thought it was mine.
How long did you check around your own house?
Well, I eventually saw someone walk out of there, and I'm like, hey, man, whose apartment is it where, you know, the battery is obviously going bad in the smoke detector? And the guy's like, I don't hear anything. I'm like, come walk over to my house.
All right.
And we just stood there for about, and then, of course, it's not beeping. What seems like 5 minutes goes by, and then it starts doing it again.
Right.
And I'm just like, that. And he's like, I have never heard that. I'm like, you are in that building.
And he's never heard.
And you've never heard that smoke detector. I'm like, man, I hear it clear as day. He's like, I don't think anybody's in that apartment. And I was like, well, clearly, because if they would, they've already lost their mind.
Yes.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
The place I've been in, I've been there 2 years. The twice they have gone, the battery has died, I have been out of town.
Oh, really?
Oh, on yours?
Yeah.
So you are that person.
Right. Well, and I'm hoping it's only been a day, but like, what was it? Last January, I was gone for 3 days.
Right.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? And like, I felt bad.
Keep. But you would think at that point in time, look, the maintenance people have a key.
Yeah.
They could walk in there and fix that problem. Knock on the door, you're not there. Leave you a note or whatever the deal is. Like, hey, we had to come into your apartment. They could call you. They've got your phone number. They've got all that information.
You can't not notice it. I told you, a different girl I was dating, she had she was renting a row home, town home, but yeah. The ceilings were vaulted.
Oh, yeah.
We went over there to watch sports. I was spending the night, and I got there, and I heard it. And I said, has this been going off all day? She goes, yes, but I can't change it till the owner gets here. And I just went, why did you have me come over? She was like, well, I still wanted to hang out. I'm like, you should have told me.
It's annoying.
Right.
I had a house, same thing. It was a vaulted ceiling. I'm much younger at this time, and five of us lived in this house, and it's about 2 a.m. Everyone is now out of bed, standing in the stairwell, staring up at the smoke detector. We know that's the one, and it won't stop, right? It says eep,
yeah.
Eep, eep, and we're trying to figure out all these things. And because we don't have money, it's not like we have a ladder. There's nothing, man. I'm like, well, what do we do? Because we're all awake now. All of us are irritated. And then we try the thing where, you know, you get on my back, and of course you're on the stairs, can't quite reach it. Finally, my buddy Tony goes down to his car. He grabs his baseball bat, jumps up, and I mean, just beats this thing off of the ceiling.
Yep. Like,
smack! Whole thing's gone now, right? There's just like a hole in the ceiling where it was. And everyone just kind of silently agreed, like, that works.
I'll tell you.
Don't care.
Yeah.
We'll risk a fire.
My annoying neighbor thing with me, and I've gotten rid of it since, and I thought when I bought it, this is the greatest thing in the world. The big green egg, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the hard lump charcoal.
It's a smoker.
But you could also grill on it. So for me, most of the time, I would grill a couple steaks. The times that I attempted to smoke with that thing, I had more neighbors coming up and going like, dude, that smoke is just billowing into our windows. And it's a thick, heavy smoke.
Did you have it on your balcony?
I had it down in my front yard.
Okay, so it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Like, my neighbors next door, the people in the apartment building next door to that. I mean, well, they're more townhomes, but yeah. Still, I mean, if I walked down the street and to get something and I came back, like, the entire street was this cloud of charcoal smoke. And I'm like, man, I don't think I live in the right place for this thing.
Yeah, I guess not.
And that was just getting the damn thing started. I didn't even begin the smoking process yet. That was just the hour it took to get the coals going.
I mean, that's the issue with smokers, right? Most places will let you have a gas grill.
Sure.
Whatever. A lot of places you can't have charcoal, but yeah, it's always like no smokers, just it's that much. Even like a pellet smoker, it's still smoking the whole time.
Oh, yeah. What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, I heard a great new term. Some guys behind me in Texas, I heard the guy go, I got me a city smoker, pellet fit.
Oh, yeah. City smoker.
City smoker.
Hello, Mimi.
They're great.
Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
So I had a roommate back in Texas back in 2013 that was, he was 19. He was very hairy, and he walked to and from school and work, and he smelled so rancid, and he only bathed like once or twice a week. And he had this dog that was way too big for an apartment that would eat everything in the apartment, so he was required to keep the dog in his room. And so he would keep the dog in his room, except for when he was showering, then he would bathe with the dog. But he would let the dog, you know, excrete in his room in the kennel thing. And between him and his room, the apartment would just, I had to, like, block off the air above his door and below his door and then his vent in his room so that the rest of the apartment didn't have circulation because it smelled so, so rancid.
How did you end up with this dude as a roommate?
I didn't realize he was from Dubai, and I didn't realize that it was like how badly. I just didn't realize it in advance. And we met at the bar through a mutual friend, and he was moving out of his apartment with another guy, and I needed a place, and we moved in, and then I realized very quickly, oh man, this is not good.
So you didn't shower every day.
No, he showered like twice a week, and when he showered with the dog, and he made a huge mess with, and would just leave it. And then the room was smelled just like the dog's, you know, excrement, and then him, and so, well, it was so bad.
Who was hairier, him or the dog?
That's a sad toss-up, man.
Okay, all right.
It was so awful. I tell my friends, hold your breath and run down the hall to my room because it was just past his door. It was terrible.
I don't understand people, and I've known a few people in my life where they just let the dog poop inside.
Oh, I know those people very, very well.
Just like you walk into their house, and they give you the warning. Oh, hey, man, be careful when you walk through the living room. There's dog ass everywhere. And I'm like, but why is there dog ass everywhere? And when you look at it, it's not like their dog had just gotten sick and done this. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a turd that's already dried out. Like, bro, this has been here for like 3 days. Yeah, I know, man, once a week, you know, pick it up.
I had a roommate, man, and his feet smelled so bad. He never wore shoes or socks in the house.
All right.
Because he was trying to air everything out.
Oh.
But man, if you open the door to his bedroom, it smelled exactly like his rancid feet and his shoes.
God.
It was almost like his shoes were always wet. It's almost like he was like 13.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the deal was, but I mean, it was pungent. It was overwhelming. And he, three or four pairs of shoes, they all smelled the same.
Did you guys have to keep it outside or something?
And he had like all this weird crap on his feet. Like it looked like fungus stuff. And just, you know.
Is he like re-wearing socks?
I don't know. Imagine
shoes, I get. Right?
He was not. He was not working out. I guarantee that. He was walking to class and walking home. That was the extent of it.
I'll tell you, one of the thicker smells I got, I think it was like 2 years ago. Some would have been 11, 12, whatever. But he and two of his buddies, they're going to sleep in a tent outside in the yard, right? Because that's what kids like to do. We're like, cool, no big deal. They're out there. They behave themselves. The next morning, my wife has made everyone breakfast. She's like, hey, let the boys know. Man, when I unzip that tent, you would think that they played like 15 football games in there. It's just BO and feet and fart, but it's just trapped in this tent. So as soon as I unzipped it to poke my head in, I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys.
How did you even sleep through that?
Well, that's what I asked. I'm like, can you guys smell yourselves? They're like, do we smell what? I'm like, you! This is the smell of you three together. My God, man.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, teenagers are tough, dude.
So far, been pretty lucky.
And I remember my brother going through it. I definitely went through it. It was just awful.
I remember going there. My son told me a couple of weeks ago. He's like, Dad, I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, I do not like puberty. So, well, there's not much about it to like, but here's the news.
Yeah.
Now that it started, there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Become friends with powder.
Yes. He's actually very diligent about keeping himself clean and not smelling bad. And I appreciate that deeply.
Yeah.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yo, so I used to live in Arkansas, and I was a budding musician myself, and I had been playing bass for like 10 years.
My mind.
It was really, yeah, and so I was starting to use effects, and I happened to be so lucky to live right above the landlords of the apartment complex, and it was an old Scottish couple, and like about every two or three days, I'd get a knock on the door. Why are you being so loud again? And then one time I had a friend over, and he was playing with me. And that's a knock on the door. They were both standing outside, and they both said, "They're too gay." And it was it was like a movie.
How many times do you think they paid you a visit?
I think probably at least 9.
Wow. Yeah. And okay. Did they ever threaten to kick you out, or did they just ask, "Why are you being so loud?"
Yeah, 3 times before they finally did, they told me that. But I couldn't turn it down. There was no, it was on 0.2. Like, you know what I mean? It's a bass.
Yeah, there's a point where it looks like you can turn it down more, but as soon as you touch that button, it's gone, right?
Yeah.
That is a problem, totally. Man. What, are you from Arkansas originally, or did you volunteer to go there?
I'm originally from West Virginia, actually. Fairmont, West Virginia.
Oh, God.
Which is worse to you, West Virginia or Arkansas? Because, honestly, I'd move to West Virginia before I moved to Arkansas.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I think Yann's Hot Dogs closed down, man.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
I said, I think Yann's Hot Dogs in Fairmont closed down.
Man, it did. I was actually just back there. I had some family issues. I was back there, and I went to go to Yann's Hot Dogs, and I showed up to a closed building, and I was sorely depressed.
Yeah. What makes Yann's Hot Dogs special?
The chili.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The chili, yeah. It's made of dog food.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean,
secret is the Alpo.
But it was like famous. People drive for miles to go to that place.
Really?
It's one dude in a window.
Oh, seriously? It's
and
like that
when he makes X amount of dogs a day, and when it sells out, well, not anymore, but it used to be when it would sell out, like that's he's done.
Yeah, like I'm out. Door is closed. Yeah. Like a barbecue place. What? But it's freaking hot dogs. Like you can't make more hot dogs.
Was the chili as questionable as he's saying? I'm sure it was good.
It was great. It was basically soup kitchen hot dog chili.
Soup kitchen.
No beans.
Perfect.
Meat. The one thing about Yann's was this is kind of crazy. You guys have seen a big, like a pepperoni stick before it's cut into slices.
Yeah.
Hanging from the ceiling and all that crap. One of his techniques was he would butterfly that pepperoni stick down the middle.
Okay.
And he would use that as the stir in the beef chili.
Oh, nice.
So all of the pepperoni grease would go into the chili, which gave it a pork grease flavor on a meat chili.
I'm in.
It was freaking unbelievable. I mean, man, you'd look at that pot. And there's an inch of grease on top. It looked like, you know, he poured like a bottle of red wine on top of it. Right. He just stir it with that big pepperoni stick.
You ever heard about Martinsville, the NASCAR track?
Yeah. It's a little short oval. It's
supposed to be super famous for the chili dog.
Huh.
Same thing. Like, that's who you do. You go to Martinsville, you got to get this chili dog.
Now I'm in the mood for chili dogs, man.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Julian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this would have been a couple of years ago. I was living in Bellingham. I was dating a girl going to school at the time, and we had just moved into an apartment in a pretty quiet part of town. And our next door neighbor was the most annoying part about where we lived, because she would constantly knock on her. She was an old lady, like an elderly old lady, and would constantly knock on our door with just random antics. One day, the most annoying stick-out story is one day I hear a knock at my door playing video games, and I'm, like, thinking, you know, it was very faint. But I was like, it's a knock, so I go open the door, and she's laying on the ground in front of my front door. And I'm like, well, we lived on the second floor. I was worried she's going to fall down the stairs. I'm like, what the hell? Excuse me. What's going on here? And she was belligerently drunk. Her boyfriend had just broken up with her because he had inherited a lot of money and said, screw you, I'm out of here. And so she had relapsed on alcohol and I guess had fallen or something like that. I had to pick her up, get her back in her apartment, call her daughter who didn't live in town, called 911. The fire department comes and they're basically like, well, she's not, like, we can't take her because she's telling us she doesn't want to go. We put her to bed. She's sleeping, you know, she's laying down now. That's about all we can do. And then they left. And, you know, then the next morning I get a text from her. And or a text followed by a knock at my door with a note and some, like, cookies she had pulled out of her cabinet that were really, like, old and expired. And was, like, apologizing for being so drunk that she had to knock on my door the day before. And that made that house a complete nightmare, to be honest.
How long, you said you had to deal with her almost every day?
Not every day. I mean, she would talk to us multiple times a week. I'd say the amount of times I had to deal with her being that drunk like that, at least five times in the course that I lived there. So
that's a lot.
Which was a year. Yeah, in a year. And it mostly did have to do with her boyfriend coming and going. That happened like three times.
But you said she was an old lady?
Yeah, she was in like probably like her late 60s, early 70s. So she was an older lady for sure. Daughter didn't live in town. This was just like a small apartment on the north side of town in Bellingham there, you know.
Okay.
And she was the only neighbor that was like that. All of our other neighbors were really great, just her. And she still calls me and leaves voicemails.
Lucky
and I
you.
Lived there
yeah,
in three
awesome.
Years.
Awesome. Damn. She probably thinks you still live there.
Or something like that. Man, there's something, I don't know. If you live next to someone who's borderline elderly, you just know that you're going to do a lot more.
You're going to have to help.
Because our old neighbor, she was a much older lady. They finally put her in a home 2 or 3 years ago, I guess. And she was very, very kind. But, like, we get a knock on the door one Sunday. It's about 8:30 at night. And she can't figure out how to use her washer and dryer. She's convinced they're broken. Do I know how to fix them? So I said, I don't know how to fix appliances. No, I don't, you should call someone. She kind of asked me, can you just take a look at it? And basically, she just didn't know what she was doing. There was absolutely nothing wrong with the washer and dryer. But still, it's like 40 minutes. I don't want to be here. And then when it snowed, and it does not snow here much, thankfully, but when it does, you know, you go out to shovel your driveway. Well, it's a shared driveway. And I know it sucks, and I know this is just, it's me being a D, but my wife's like, you know we have to shovel the whole thing, right? Because she cannot physically do this. And I'm like, God damn it. My wife's like, stop being, I'm like, look.
Was it in the courtyard back there?
Being mean. You know my driveway, right?
Yeah. Wait, so this is your new house or your old house?
The current house.
Oh, okay, no.
So she lives in the house closest to the street. So basically to get from my
door.
So
you had to shovel it.
Yes. It, like my neighbor on the other side, he shovels his part. we shovel our part, and then it's the, you know, we have to shovel this part. Then I got to shovel her walkway. And look, sure. It's not about being mean. It's just when you have an elderly neighbor, you just take on more responsibility. And then you would like help her move plants. It's just, but as soon as they see you, they're going to ask. So you could have a bad day at work, walking up the driveway, you're muttering under your breath. Oh, there you are. Can you help me?
I've been waiting for you.
And I can't say no. No. You know, I'm like, sure, I would love to. She did reward me once with a warm Heineken that she kept in the pantry.
Awesome.
Nice.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-RUN.
I dealt with a dumbass family member who is not elderly.
All right.
And they were like, I'm waiting for the, you know, landlord to come over. The dryer doesn't work. And me and my other cousin were like, let's just go look at it. And then we're like, you know, it was pretty simple. It's like, yeah, when's the last time you cleaned this filter?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Right? Just something simple like that. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're not a dumb person, but, like, you didn't think about, like, the lint thing or, like, you know, sometimes, like, I'm not a handy person, but sometimes it's not that hard.
It's
just
really
like, all right, let's make sure this is clean.
Unplug it, plug it back
right,
in sometimes.
Like, right. Maybe check the filter.
You can literally look up troubleshooting techniques for almost anything in your home. That includes your dryer. And that will probably be the number
check
one.
Your check your lint filter.
The lint filter.
Not only that, it's a fire hazard.
Yes!
Like a massive
without question. It is, very much so.
I had a neighbor, the last place that I lived before I moved. I think I've told you guys about it before. I called him basically the Snow White of Tacoma.
All right.
This
was
guy,
he a coke dealer?
No, he was just one with the animals, one with the local wildlife all over the place, right? So at first it started out, he had bird feeders all around his backyard, which is fine. I've got cats. They love looking at the birds that are flying around the feeders out back there. We walked back. He was a very nice dude. He really was. He was a very, very nice dude.
But you don't like him.
No, I don't. Because later on, all of a sudden now there's raccoons running around the back of my yard.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know, they are attracted to bird feeders. They will go into places that they're not supposed to be. And they ended up in the trees that were in his yard that overstretched into my place and whatnot. So it's like, all right, that makes sense. Until I realized that he was actually going out later on at night. I don't remember if I came home late at night. I don't remember if I just was walking by the window at the right time. But all of a sudden, his back porch light came on. I saw him walk out. And literally, two raccoons came running out of the bushes up to him. I have never seen raccoons in my life approach humans.
Right.
They ran after this dude. And he goes back with just loaves of bread. And he's just starting to toss it back there for the raccoons. I'm like, he's feeding the doggone raccoons out here. But the kicker is that the raccoons are fine. They're kind of weird. I freaked out just because, oh, my God, raccoon, right? Whatever. The problem is that raccoons wasn't the only thing he was attracting. He also brought in a doggone skunk. And where did that skunk go? It took shelter underneath my shed. And so I'd let my dog out in the safe confines of my backyard, and he would say, hey, look, skunk, buddy. And he'd run up to it, psst, and he got sprayed twice within 2 months.
Because this guy keeps feeding.
Because Snow White out here just has to be one with the animals. It's like,
say anything?
No.
Like, hey, man, my dog got sprayed by the skunk that you basically have invited to live in my yard.
I think I did mention that a skunk had sprayed my dog. He's like, oh, no, that's awful. That's what the smell of it is. Like, yeah, it is. Maybe it's because you're feeding animals.
By the way, you still have $200 left to pay on your Pet Solutions account.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you live? 206-803.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prague.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
By the way, Unwrapped tickets as low as $55 for the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday Show December 12th.
Yeah.
At Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Now, look, if you want to get down close, I believe there are still a few tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still get in for as low as $55 now.
That's a deal, man.
And that's a hell of a lineup. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. By the way, as far as the Pretty Reckless, Taylor Monson, she has been rehearsing with Soundgarden to get ready for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Part of me would say congratulations to her. The other part of me feels bad because you're trying to nail Chris Cornell.
Right.
That's a tall order, but she can do it.
Well,
if anybody can do it, she's done it before. She did it at that tribute show down at Showbox when they reunited.
Did she? Was she the one to sing for that?
I believe she was one of them.
Okay. What's the name of the guy? They're my local dude for my Outshined. Because it sucks because he's not known on a national level, all right? But as far as anyone that can nail Chris Cornell, he's the one guy that I've ever heard in my life that note for note, with as much power, nails Chris Cornell. And I cannot remember his name.
No, it's Kevin.
Is it Kevin? It is Kevin from Outshine, local band. Seriously, man, like this guy's pipes. It is
unreal.
Yeah,
and
because he did the show for us down at Muckleshoot.
Yeah,
it was
the show Muckleshoot. Yeah. Actually, the first time I heard him sing, it's kind of funny.
Kevin Hoffman.
Okay, Kevin Hoffman.
Didn't we have him at the 20th?
We had him at the 20th as well. Mm-hmm. But the first time I heard him sing, we were doing a gig, Poor Decisions at Ballard, and like a typical new original thing, kind of a free for all. And they're like, "Yeah, hey man, we're gonna do Call Me a Dog," and I'm like, "Well, it's cool, but like, who's going to sing that?" And Castle kept reassuring me. "Oh, I got a guy. I'm like, "The sing, Call Me a Dog." And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." So I hadn't met this guy before. He rolls up on stage. I could not believe how good he sounded.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
Tickets to Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday on sale now. KISW.com has all the details. Okay, as far as our question about annoying things you had to deal with in a place you lived, a few headlines that inspired today's question.
Oh, yeah.
Japan is deploying its army to address unprecedented spikes in bear attacks. The army.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Japan has 60,000 bears.
Don't you feel like we should have known that somehow?
They have 44,000 black bears and approximately 12,000 of the brown variety. Believe it or not.
I didn't touch it.
Well, it's still brown.
I feel like
it'd still be like.
Nah, that wouldn't work.
It's too light.
Well, they're everywhere. The problem is this. Look, even the problem goes back, they say, to 1915, an infamous killing spree with a bear known as Kesegake claimed the lives of 7 people in a village over the span of 6 days.
Damn.
Before it was hunted down and then eaten by a hunting party that ate it as an act of revenge. I'm not sure that I would eat any animal that's been eating humans.
That is a good call, actually.
Oh, I would.
But either way.
I got quick saying that stuff way too quick.
That was real quick.
So it's been more than a century since that string of attacks had transpired. And while the country has not seen a similar incident unfold, it has set a dubious new record since the fiscal year kicked off in April to a spate of attacks that have led to the deaths of 11 people. More than 100 others have been injured to various degrees by bears. All right? So that's going on in Japan.
They're now deploying the army.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to Thailand, where 200 monkeys are running a riot and attacking police stations.
Is it like a green light? Like, you could just shoot the bears?
Why else do you think they would have? Well, I don't think you need to say that part actually, out loud, but what are they going to do? They're not bear wranglers.
All right.
Okay.
According to the New York Times, they're concerned to the point where they've asked the Ministry of Defense to send army officers to the area to address the Bears that get increasingly aggressive. They'll primarily be tasked with setting up traps to capture the Bears, and hunters in the area will be called upon to exterminate the animals if they end up being caged. But it does not appear to permit extermination.
I don't understand.
So it's a very gray area. I'm not sure I understand.
Well, because you're sending the army to capture them, and then a hunter's going to kill it. Like, just let the army take care of it.
Yep.
That is my thought. They're kind of equipped.
In Monroe, North Dakota, the city is battling a squirrel scourge, they say.
A squirrel scourge?
They've been fighting rodents for 2 decades. And as they say, the humans are not winning. They are ferocious in their tunneling and exasperating the folks of the town, where they are burrowing everywhere from vacant lots to the middle of town. Now, that is North Dakota's fourth largest city. And they've got pest control guys that they're bringing in from out of town because there's so many of them to see if they can get these things. And there's 50,000 people that live there. But they say the problem has dramatically worsened recently. It's unclear how many squirrels live in Minot, but they... is that Minot? Minot or Minot?
I think it's Minot, but Minot? I have no idea.
It's spelled French, but I'm not sure. You never know.
That's what I think of when I think North Dakota.
Tens of thousands of them in the area. Cops. A woman, and Mike had this in headline, sparks a deadly fire trying to kill a cockroach in her apartment building. She was on the 5th floor. Mm-hmm. People passed away in that apartment building.
Yes.
She used a lighter and some hairspray. Didn't turn out. Another one. South Carolina couple's fiery neighborhood decor keeps fooling the neighbors and calling 911 because they think the home is on fire.
Have you seen a picture of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
An extravagant, spooky display have taken things up a notch this year. Their latest setup makes it appear as if their house is ablaze with flickering yellow flames in every window and smoke billowing from the porch.
Yeah.
Now, there is, speaking of decorations, there is a neighborhood in downtown Baltimore in Hamden, and they do this street of lights.
Christmas, yeah.
Okay. First of all, as far
it
as...
It is 64th Street, right?
36th.
Or 36th. 36th. Or 32nd.
Yeah. The houses are all...
What's the movie? 34th.
34th is the movie. I think it's 36th in Baltimore.
Not
sure. 32nd.
But the entire neighborhood, the street is supposed to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
The homes are very old. They are separated, but they're wooden.
Yes.
All right? And if you know anything about Hamden, as far as how much energy that this thing generates, it's a fire. It's going to go up in flames at one point in time. But there were two people that used to picket outside of that display.
Why?
They lived there.
Oh.
All right? So we're just trying to pull in to that street.
Oh, right, right.
During the Christmas time.
It is the 700 block of 34th.
It is a 34th Street.
Yes.
Miles is not wrong. Like, hundreds of people.
They lived there. They knew their neighbors. They would not put up any lights.
Right. But in
Baltimore. And they picketed, please, if you can, carpool here. Stuff like that.
Hundreds of people show up to this. It's like this small treat in Baltimore. But every year. And they leave it up for like 6 weeks.
It's awesome.
It's not like there's a day that this happens.
But there are two or three homes that won't do it. And they're tired of it. That's basically what, like, I'm tired of this. Those are the signs. And you got to remember, man, like, you know, you just got guys standing there with a sign like, you know, please try to get as many people in one car as possible. That kind of thing, just so it was not as crowded. But even the sidewalks, people would walk down the sidewalks. They parked their car. They encouraged them to walk through. They wanted them to do that instead of everyone drive down
the
street.
That's what we always did. We parked, like, right? Because me and my mom and some of her, we used to go. And, I mean, hell, I was a teenager. But it is so cool. But, like, we would park, like, you park a couple blocks away.
And then walk through, yeah.
And then, you're right. There was a couple houses that didn't do it. But a lot of them would just sit on the deck or, like, a screened-in porch because they knew you were going to talk to them.
Yeah.
And they would just sit out there having drinks, kind of BSing.
It's a good time.
Another headline, cops. Despite his neighbors, he ate two of their pet peacocks.
He ate them?
Florida man facing felony animal cruelty charges after alleged killing and eating his own neighbor's pet peacocks in a heated dispute with his neighbor, according to police. A 60-year-old man slit the throats of the birds, cooked them up in a frying pan. He placed a letter in his neighbor's mailbox saying he killed the peacocks because the woman would not stop feeding them, and it was driving him nuts.
They are loud. They're nasty. Not a big peacock fan.
And finally, one last
time. He did it humanely, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, well, you would know.
What do you think peacock tastes like, by the way?
Oh, it's got to be close to, like, turkey.
You think?
I mean, they look dry ass. They're about the same size and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a disco turkey.
Sure. And believe it or not, 1 in 8 Americans claim they've lived in a home that was haunted at some point in their life. A poll done by Realtor.com found the vast majority of us think hauntings are at least possible. They heard weird noises. 51% said they heard a disembodied voice, shadowy figures, or ghosts, according to 61% of the people. They couldn't explain that. Objects moving around their own home. About 60% of those people said that. That's called having kids.
Yeah, or a cat.
Feelings of being touched, 50%. So at least they had that.
That's my uncle.
And flickering lights. 50% saw flickering lights or appliances turning on and off.
I don't think the flickering lights would lead me to believe my house is haunted.
Our question, what was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Riley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so I used to live next to this do-it-yourself car wash, and this was in an apartment. And when I tell you, my apartment every Friday, Saturday night would be just shaking, and I would get no sleep, and it was terrible.
Is that because of just the pressure of the hose?
It's just the kind of characters that go to a car wash
at Friday night.
Gotcha. Yeah. Also, they're just they're just still thumping
go,
the music.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, if the sun goes down and you're at the car wash, I'm like, there's something in that car that I could probably smoke. That's my general guess.
Yeah.
And now, how long did you live there?
Oh, I lived there like 3 years.
Damn. All right. That's a long time. Actually, last time we went to Mexico, we should have probably looked at the calendar to understand what else might be going on. So we go down. We got the kids. We're there for a week. What we did not know, and we had a spectacular location, man. We are half a block away from the ocean. The town is right outside of the front door, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. This is the second time we stayed in the same place. There's a rooftop pool, which is a condition of my son going anywhere on vacation. There must be a pool. I'm like, dude, we got it all set up. It's nice. Perfect. Then we get in. We go out on the town. We have a good time. We start going to bed that night, and we are close to kind of the action on the boardwalk. So you hear people talking, and you can hear the bars. No big deal. Then all of a sudden, there's a... And then this happens like 500 more times, and it's happening from every direction. So I go outside to see what's going on, and I'm like, oh, there's like a biker club in town. No big deal. And they're all revving their Harleys, all right? I get it. Whatever. We finally fall asleep. Next morning, I wake up. Doesn't look like they've gone anywhere. Turns out we are there for bike week.
Yep.
Dude, and we did not realize, and I mean, this goes people from Alaska to the freaking tip of Argentina. They all converge, so it had to be thousands of these motorcycles. And again, no big deal. And it's kind of cool during the day because there are some really cool bikes going up and down the roads. But at night, there was kind of like the can I out-rev you competition.
Yeah. Yep.
But it was done on the corner directly outside of the place we're staying. And one thing about Mexico, sound means nothing.
Yeah.
They do not get, there's no such thing as a noise ordinance there. Just, they're like, well, then talk louder, plug your ears. It doesn't matter. These guys would rev their bikes, honest to God, until about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And this was every night
Same thing happened to me and my brother. This was years ago, right? The idiot my sister married. He was having a bachelor party in Ocean City.
Okay.
But he's a loser. So nobody's going. So Chris and I said, we'll go. We talked my cousin Tom into going. And it was like, I don't know. I can't remember the name of the week. But you know, like Volkswagens. Like,
is it Jeep week?
No. They're like lowered.
Like lowriders? Like the trucks?
But they're like Volkswagens and Civics. They all have like the one loud, super loud exhaust that's giant. And they're like super low to the ground. I can't remember. But I mean, all night, all day.
Right. It does not
stop. Them just revving going up and down the street. It's just like, oh my God. But just dude, go to sleep.
Look, I
was not going to tell those guys that, man.
But that's different.
Bro, like you'd want, and they were all cool. You know what I mean? Like all these bikers are out there and they like that I smoked because I couldn't smoke in the building. So I'd roll down and there's bars and all that right there. So they're hanging out and I got to know a few of them. You know what I mean? But the last thing that I would do is like, hey, could you fellas keep it down? Because I would not be here now.
No. And like where I've lived in Seattle, it's cool that there's a lot going on
because
there typically is. When I lived in Fremont, the Fremont Solstice, you kind of are locked in based on the fact that they closed down the roads.
Yeah.
So to get in and get out was absolutely impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it starts on Friday night, the parade's on Saturday, the festivities continue to Sunday. So basically until about 8 o'clock, you were pretty well locked into there.
Didn't you go out of town this year?
I have been for the past 6-7 years.
You just can't deal.
Well, it's fine. You know, I think there was a more of a cool aspect to it when marijuana had not been legalized.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
the cops were kind of more lax about you smoking in the streets.
Well, and also back in the day, there wasn't like beer gardens set up and everything. It was like Saturday was the event.
Right.
It was a free form.
Yeah. And now it's corporate.
Correct.
Like you can only drink in a squared off area. I mean, cops are not going to give you a hard time if you're doing the red solo cup. But they aren't going to still go like, dude, don't be that obvious either.
Now that all this is legal, we have a problem with it.
What's that?
Didn't you get caught because you didn't even have it in a brown bag or something?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
I mean, because this was when Norm's was open, so we just got to get 40s and walk around with 40s in paper bags. Because, you know, like the line's long enough. Instead of getting two beers, just get a 40 and walk around and drink out of it. But so then at one point in time, my kids moved out here from the East Coast, which was awesome. But the problem was my place was a 2-bedroom small place.
Yeah.
So if they're going to stay with me and live and all that crap, I need to have a little bit more room. So at that point in time, we moved to Wallingford and moved into a place there. Now, the 4th of July is the same thing.
Oh, God, right, yeah.
It does not matter. They shut down the streets. You can't really get your car in and out of anywhere. You're kind of locked into that. Not the worst thing in the world. But in the meantime, I had bought that place in Fremont. So I was renting it out. And the first couple that rented out my house, it might have been like 2 or 3 weeks after Solstice. And the guy, Craig, he's like, hey, I saw him because there was something going on with the place I needed to fix. And he goes, man, Solstice, he's like, you've got a lot of friends. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, people knocked on our door probably at least 10 times to either get a beer, take an S, use the bathroom, take 5, just get a break from everything, do the thing, get a drink. You know, they're going to bring you weed or whatever the deal was. He's like, man, you know, like some knocks were 11 o'clock at night. Some were, you know, early in the morning, like the parade morning, like, hey, man, you know, you want to grow?
Do a shot.
Right, exactly. Whatever the deal was. So I was like, I am sorry that happened.
I mean, that place is, if you're going to go to Solstice and hang out, you have a prime location.
Yeah, you have the spot.
I mean, if you have to take a dump, whatever the deal is, man, I am right there. And apparently his doorbell was ringing for 3 days, 2.5 days straight.
And the thing is, you know, if I rang your doorbell and that guy answered, I would still assume you're just home.
Well,
hey,
also,
man, let Miles know I'm about to drop a heater.
Yeah.
And then you know we have to do that. No. Hey.
Okay, so this guy's also a doctor. So he did not know that, man, like he had to have the cops move barriers because he had to go to work at a hospital.
Oh.
So he's like, man, just give people the heads up if, you know, if you ever rent anybody else, you know, that that weekend it's kind of problematic to get around. I'm like, man, I did not even put two and two together.
You wouldn't even cross your mind, right?
But so he was like, yeah, that was pretty crazy. He's like, you know a lot of people. And I'm like, I don't know that. He's like, man, they were rolling up in like eight groups, you know, or eight people in a group. And I was like, what did they look like? You know, like, give me an idea who these
that
people were.
That probably means, like, two of them knew you. They got six of their friends.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, Miles is cool. Right. Yeah, you can poop in his house.
Grab beers, smoke weed, do whatever you want, you know, watch little sports or whatever they do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, man, that's...
My bad.
Right, exactly.
My bad. So sorry.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you live? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, for me right now, my son cannot not bounce a ball. It was as a volleyball, all right? But so the house is generally quiet, and I keep telling my wife, there will be a day where we miss this sound. That day is not today. Mm-hmm. So when he walks into the living room, and it's all hard surfaces, no carpet. He's just constantly bouncing the ball, right? This is his tick. But he's having a conversation with you. And then he'll walk into the kitchen, and he kind of does like a fake layup off of the cabinets and bounces it off the wall. It's constantly moving. And then even when he sits down, he puts the ball under his feet and kicks it off the wall. Right? But it is freaking constant. So I'm kind of used to it. But I realized, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks ago or something. My daughter had gone to bed. My son had not yet. And she walks down the hall and she's just pissed. She's like, you need to talk to my brother. So what did he do? She's like, listen. And then you realize she's... She's like, I'm on the other side of the wall. I'm like, oh, God, right. So I'm like, hey, bud, man, your sister's trying to sleep. He's like, oh, right, my bad. 5 minutes passes, he's back at it. Like, he does not realize that he's going. He does not realize that he's bouncing the ball when he talks to you. And then if I go in the basement, so I'm in the basement Sunday because I'm going to watch NFL football. The Ravens are on TV. They forgot who they were and won. So I'm downstairs watching it. Obviously, he's in the kitchen, and I mean, just... And I can't explain it. It just seems so much louder.
Go outside.
It's a butt, dude.
Or go in the basement.
Go in the garage.
It's just, there's no point telling him because he'll forget in 2 minutes. Like, he doesn't do it to be annoying. It's just what he does.
I told you, my mom was living with it for I don't know how long, and I went to visit her in this apartment building. And same thing, the kid was dribbling a basketball.
Oh, above her?
Right.
Yeah.
And right. I said, how long is this going on? She's like, well, you know, just a kid. I don't know about. I said, look, you're being very nice. I said to the guy, I go, look, you got to get a rubber ball or something. And the dude ran out and bought a rubber ball. Which is fine. But like, when you're dribbling a basketball, and this wasn't a well put together apartment, right? Like,
yeah.
Crappy part of Burtonsville. I mean, her chandeliers were like rattling. I'm like, you've been just listening to this for months? Well, yeah. I don't want to bug them.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.